This goes to Jonathan, Jonathan Daniels, DanielsPac. Fax is 833-973-4701. And Dr. Kreprostman, Kreprostman, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Nancy Long, L-O-N-G. Date of birth is 11/25 of 1949. Dear Mr. Daniels and Dr. Kreprostman, this is a consultation for Mrs. Long, who was sent for evaluation of worsening kidney function, which was noted in June of 2025 and progressively became worse every time it was checked. And she was hospitalized in Clare in October of 2025, so we have three levels every day that she was there. At that time, she had a urinary tract infection, so possibly that was part of the reason the levels were worse. So June 9th of 25, creatinine 1.16, GFR 49. 10/16/25, creatinine 1.39, GFR 40. 10/17/25, GFR 1.72, creatinine 1.72, GFR 31. And 10/18, day of hospital discharge, creatinine 1.26, GFR 45. And the level was rechecked 2/12 of 26, and creatinine was up to 2.0. GFR 25, and patient had no symptoms at that time, no UTI. So a referral was made, and we asked to have labs rechecked a month after the elevated creatinine level, and they were done. The creatinine was checked 3/20 of 26, and that had improved and was down to 1.0 with a GFR 58. Currently, she's feeling very well, no symptoms of UTIs. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. She does try to limit fluid intake and elevates her legs. She has not used any type of compression stockings, but would be willing to try something like a Velcro compression stocking that would be easier to apply and remove. Several medication changes were made. She was taken off spironolactone and torsemide, which she had been using for edema. And Pristiq was decreased from 100 milligram daily to 50 milligram daily. Losartan was continued. That's 100 milligram daily, and she's been on that for many years. And her glipizide was also recently increased from 5 milligram daily to 10 milligram daily. The patient also had been on Mounjaro and titrated up to 15 milligram weekly and initially lost about 40 pounds, but now has gained about 10 pounds back. And she is at the maximum dose of Mounjaro currently. She does have chronic low back pain and now has a spinal implant. And that, it's a spinal stimulator, and that has helped the pain tremendously. She had been using Bayer back and body tablets, two tablets daily. And that has a 500 milligram dose of aspirin and a 36 milligram dose of caffeine in each tablet. So she has been using 1,000 milligrams of aspirin every day, a known nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And the patient will be stopping that and substituting Tylenol, possibly Excedrin muscle and back pain reliever, which just has acetaminophen and caffeine in it. She finds the caffeine very beneficial in pain control also. No headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no current diarrhea, blood or melena. No ulcerations or lesions of her lower extremities, but she does have neuropathy of her lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, chronic severe low back pain, edema of the lower extremities, depression with anxiety, chronic obesity, chronic gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative arthritis, history of urinary tract infection. She did have a very severe episode of GI bleeding that required hospitalization, and the hemoglobin was down to 4.6, she reports. She was admitted immediately and then received up to 5 units of packed red blood cells throughout the hospitalization, as well as a colonoscopy and an EGD also. And the hemoglobin did improve. Past surgical history is significant. Oh, and also hypertension is one more medical history. Past surgical history, she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingophrectomy, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, bilateral total knee replacements, left total hip replacement, lumbar laminectomies, several, ovarian wedge resection, left wrist repair after an injury, colonoscopies, EGDs, Nissen fundoplication, done many years ago. And that was actually 2013, and she had a cardiac catheterization that was negative for any kind of obstruction or blockages, and that was about 4 years ago. Social history, she is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2010. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's a retired teacher. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, metoprolol 25 milligram daily, Synthroid 75 microgram daily, Pristique 50 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Lyrica 75 milligram 3 times a day, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Glipizide 10 milligram daily, Pepcid 20 milligram daily, Mirapex 1 milligram twice a day, Traceba insulin, 44 units daily. Trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime. Calcium, 1,200 milligram daily. Mounjaro, 15 milligram once a week. Magnesium, 250 milligram daily. Fiber capsules daily. Multivitamin daily. Cranberry capsules daily. And the aspirin back and body tablets with 500 milligram aspirin, 36 milligram of caffeine, 2 tablets daily, which she will be stopping now. Physical exam, weight is 61 inches. I mean, that's height. Height is 61 inches. Weight, 231 pounds. Pulse is 73. And blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 142 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, very difficult to see posterior pharynx due to prominent tongue. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruits. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Bowel sounds normal, active times 4. Extremities, she has 2 plus edema, feet, lower extremities, and that goes about 2/3 of the way to the knees bilaterally. No edema in the just below the knees and none in the upper legs at all. She has decreased sensation in the ankles and feet and pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/20 of 26. Her hemoglobin is 12.0, normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. The creatinine was 1.0 with estimated GFR up to 58, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.3, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 28.4. Random glucose was 202. Hemoglobin A1C was done 2/12 of 26, and that was 7.4. 1/9 of 26, urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. We do also have a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was done 10/16 of 25 when she was hospitalized with the UTI in Clare. And kidneys, ureters, and bladder, she did have normal-sized kidneys without hydronephrosis. She had a 0.5-centimeter non-obstructive kidney stone present in the interpolar left kidney, and smaller non-obstructed right-sided kidney stones were noted on the right side. Urinary bladder was unremarkable. Assessment and plan. One, elevated and fluctuating creatinine levels. Those may have been in reaction to diuretic use, which was a spironolactone and torsemide. And those have been stopped. She seems to be doing quite a bit better with creatinine level, and it may have returned to baseline. She is also on ongoing non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, aspirin, 1,000 milligram daily, which she will be stopping today. She may be switching to the Excedrin muscle pain formulation, which just has acetaminophen 500 milligram in it and caffeine, and there's no aspirin. She will make sure she's not taking the aspirin daily. Because of the chronic edema of the lower extremities, she'll discuss with you the possibility of tapering down on the Lyricor, possibly not needing it, but she would possibly like to taper off that if possible. Since creatinine levels are better, it would be best if we can have her stay off diuretics and just limit fluid intake now to about 64 ounces in 24 hours. She could use mechanical compression devices if she could find some of the Velcro type compression stockings that go on over knee-high stockings. Those are easier to put on and take off. And so she's going to see if she can find some of those. We do want her to repeat all of our renal chemistries in mid-April, about a month after her last improved levels. And we'll put her on standby for follow-up visit. If the levels are back to baseline or better, she won't need a follow-up appointment. But if there's any worsening, we will bring her back for further evaluation and possibly further studies. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.